Hey, welcome everybody to another exciting adventure here on Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com, now on live stream. And today I have a special reappearance by what I think is one of the best products on the market today, and that's the Grid. And I'm very pleased to have back in studio Nathan McGuire, founder of the Grid Security. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm excellent.
Now, we did a show about a year ago, and I think it was up in San Jose, right? And it was on only a podcast. I was traveling, and we stopped at a Starbucks. We did a good show. That is show number 219 on SoundCloud. So if you guys want to hear that show about the Grid. Now, explain to everybody what the Grid is, because this is really going to blow you guys away, especially if you're in the security business, a private patrol operator. This is an amazing concept, and really, it's about time. So give us a history of the Grid and what the application does.
Sure. So, you know, since we spoke, obviously, you know, we've tried to structure the industry to function better, to become, you know, profitable and something that's a long-term, you know, projectable
now
service. Nathan.
Now, these things happen, folks, in this high-tech world. He was actually hearing the show back because he was watching it on live stream. But we'll have him back in just a second here, so let him reconnect. Anyway, the Grid is a really kind of a cool application. Basically, what it does is it takes private security companies and matches them with private parties, right? So if you're a gas station and you can't afford to contract with a big security company, then what you do is you contract with the Grid, and on demand, you push a button, we need a guard, and then a guard company that has signed up with the Grid in the area, they come in and they respond to you on a per-call basis. This is a fascinating concept because not everybody can afford a private security guard. So that's what the Grid does. Oh, here, Nathan's back. Hold on 1 second, guys. All right, Nathan, we got you back. You back?
I apologize about that.
No, yes. that's what happens. Anyway, I was just explaining how the Grid works, how really it connects all the private patrol operators and guard companies with private industry or people, and it's on-demand security. And it's a fascinating concept. So take it from there.
No, so what we've done is we've structured the industry under key national licensees. They have different, obviously, objectives and goals of their own. One of them, RVM, with OnView Integrated Solutions out of the Bay Area. The other one we do with Temporary Guard, doing other things nationally. One of the other things we did was, obviously, under that structure, we wanted to house our affiliates under one single licensee to make it equitable and more manageable. So we use Steelborne Enterprises out of Maryland for that one. So by creating these national licensees, these individual softwares, both all three have three separate directions that they're driving the industry, and they're using the technology to reshape that. So all of our affiliates now that want to be part of the technology, they go and they register with these national licensees, and they're managed by them, and obviously the business is derived through their software.
So that's the Grid in a nutshell, where we're matching private guards, private patrol operators, the private citizens. Security on demand is a good way to describe it. But now you've taken that to the next level with alarm companies. And this, I mean, that was a game changer. This is even a bigger game changer. Tell us about that, how the alarm aspect works.
So, you know, after looking, you know, we obviously are open wanting to integrate with other industries, one of them being the alarm monitoring industry. We have a monetization system that's connected to our dispatch system for them to you know, enhance response times, lower cost to consumers. But one of the problems with that is such a heavy lift, such a large, you know, beast in itself, that we had to kind of use technology to, you know, make it a little better, faster, cheaper, and more appropriate. So what we did was we created artificial intelligence. That artificial intelligence lives inside the home in our smart home defense system. And what that does is it replicates with that artificial intelligence the process of the central station that, you know, all of those fees go to monthly. So by giving the homeowner a whole home system, a whole defense system, you know, it actually does have that brain now, and it will respond in the event of a trigger, and it will have a Grid officer respond, you know, in the usual time that you would expect police to. But unfortunately, due to the current model, they, you know, obviously get a lot of false alarms, and that kind of burdens them on that. So there's a many different approaches we have here in trying to, you know, use this technology to alleviate financial burdens on the cities, and obviously alleviate those monthly monitoring fees on the homeowners.
Now, I must confess, Security Guy Radio is not great at keeping his alarm straight. So I happen to set it off quite a bit, and then I get a nice little bill from the city of Burbank for, I don't know, you know, sometimes a couple hundred bucks if I do more than a few times in a year. And I'm also paying my alarm company, which is a good company, but I still pay them, I don't know, I think it's like 35, 45 bucks a month or something, right? And that adds up after a period of time. So in taking the gridsecurity.com and your app for the alarm company, you're kind of eliminating that monitoring company. And explain to us how this works. It's you're taking the monitoring station, the traditional alarm monitoring station, out of the mix, and I'm contracting with you on an individual basis. So if something goes off in my house, if a sensor goes off, on a per response basis, I'm saying, you know what? I think I need you to respond. Is that a good way to describe it? And of course, with that fabulous question, I lost you. There you go.
That's okay.
Is that a good way to describe it? That you're, I'm really contracting with,
with
the smart home on a per alarm basis, which in the end is really cheaper.
You know, replacing manpower with a technology, it removes obviously the human factor, but it removes those arduous costs as well. And one of the things we wanted to do with the grid was to shrink the industry down to a professional service capability. One of the branches, obviously one of the larger branches, is residential home security. And there's a lot of smart home defense systems out, well, not defense systems, but smart home systems out there that claim to repel crime.
Nope, we lost him again. Having a little bit of a technical
Of response. Sorry, are you there?
We lost you just for a second. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. If you look at the national average response times for the police, you know, being burdened with these false alarms, you know, they've imposed fees. You have your city fees, the average $50 to $150 per city, depending where you are. That's just the permit to protect your own home. Then you have the UL certification process of the third party central station to make sure they're a legitimate company and that the police can accept their response calls in mass. So all of those costs get forwarded to the front end, which are monthly dues. And then for the police on the back end that are actually providing, you know, taxpayer funded police response to private business, a profitable business rather, you know, they're imposing fees now, or rather fines on their own residents. If you look at San Diego, it's $100 first offense. So if you have a false alarm, it's $100. You know, you go to Los Angeles, you're looking at $250 to $285 for the first offense. So if you have a false alarm, the police come out, they're going to charge you that much money. Now, if it's a fine, you don't pay it, you lose your driver license, all those sorts of things. So it's crazy. But if you look at what we wanted to do, we wanted to put the power in the citizens' hands, in those small business owners' hands, put that technology into their environment, let them set the parameters of the AI, and let that replace law enforcement's response to these overwhelming false alarms. In the revenue model of that, and how we change that to be appropriate, is we reduce the monitoring cost by wiping them out, because we're not monitoring their alarms. There's no more need for that. And what we have is we have a $5 monthly subscription fee if you decide to turn it on. It's one of those things where you go into the settings and you can turn on your artificial self-monitoring station, or you can turn it off and self-monitor the system as you would with a SimpliSafe. So by including all those various, you know, benefits from many different you know, products, and then putting our own technology into it, we've created an actual defense system that takes action in the event of a home break-in. It takes action. It responds with an officer. It responds with an alert to the homeowner. It will send you an SMS, and it will also allow you, when the officer is responding to the home, to speak with the officer in live time, or SMS communicate in direct communication with that responder. This synergy in communication between the responders and the actual homeowners does not exist. Try getting a security report from ADT. It won't happen. They don't even know if the police turn up. It's just dead end. It's a bridge to nowhere.
Yeah, this is fascinating. And I know Burbank, listen, Burbank PD has excellent response times, probably some of the fastest in the country. There's cops bumping all over, you know, bumping into each other because there's so many per square foot and per population. But even so, the problem is it calls my alarm company, which is a good alarm company, the dialer, and then they look at the thing and they say, oh, an alarm went off at Chuck's house. You know what? Let me call Chuck and make sure there's not a burglar there. That takes a couple minutes, right? And then they got to call the cops, and I say, there is, you're talking 10, 15 minutes. If it was a hot call in Burbank, in other words, if the cops actually got the alarm right now, they'd be there in 2 or 3 minutes, right, on a panic alarm or something.
Absolutely.
So, and I think I read somewhere that the average, and I remember this as a police officer myself, I think most alarms we go to, 98% of them were false. Is that an accurate number?
Yeah, it's about 98. I mean, we were looking just the other day in Southern California. I won't name the city, but they had 785 roughly service calls last year. Out of all of those, six turned out to be live events, six out of 785
six
that they responded to. Just wow. Six, by the way. Three were there when the police got there, three weren't. So even those three could have been replaced by security. The point is that, yes, law enforcement's meant to have a three-minute response window. We're overwhelming them with services for private business. These companies profit billions. And taxpayers can't get somebody to come and arrest someone who's trespassing on their private property. Right. It's gotten out of control. So to get back to, you know, the product, we've put the artificial intelligence in there because it's in existence. We've put it together. It makes complete sense to say the homeowner pay the cost of a coffee to have a defender at your home that's set based on your wants and needs, and that will have response from armed certified officers that are vetted and FBI cleared through their state processing system. So it is a better product. It removes that front end cost, those monthly monitoring fees that pay for staffing companies, who knows where, lavish, you know, conventions and things like that. We want to save them at the homeowner's level. If you look at the monitoring costs, a homeowner pays $45, okay, to have their home monitored. Yeah, okay, that's about average. $80 for a commercial would be lower to average. That's how much that they're charging, a big disparity in costs there. Yet the actual alarm company selling those two, you know, quite differently priced products, they're paying $2.50 to $5 per month to have those monitored. You know, that huge gap in profits is actually going to go, most of it, to paying for the staffing center. So it makes sense to reduce, you know, the burden on the homeowner, to reduce the burden on the police departments, and to put the private sector's product together with the private sector response. Very now, excited about it.
I am too, and I usually don't let facts get in the way here on Security Guy Radio, as you know, but yeah. I happen to have a little personal knowledge about alarm companies. I looked into buying one. It's actually right. The current alarm company I have. We had used it at Fox. It was kind of a boutique alarm company, and a lot of movie stars used it. Very good customer service. And what I found is just what you said. I would have bought the clients. I would have billed them $35 a month, and I go hire a giant monitoring station like ADT or one of the big ones. There's only about three or four. And I would pay them about $5 a month, and I've been making $30 a month for doing nothing. I mean, literally.
Right.
Right. It's an interesting model to make a lot of money on, but not a good
model.
Response model. Not a good response model.
No, well, it's not customer driven. And that's what right. We are, the grid. You know, we're soldiers, we're veterans, and we're patriots here. And what we see is an opportunity really to get into the communities, save real money every month, open up defense systems to the homes of those that can't afford the $80 a month, can't afford the $45 a month. They can't afford to line the pockets of these companies when they're paying $2.50 to have them monitored. So there's a lot of different benefits out of this. We want to bring defense to as many people domestically as possible. You know, times are rough. Things are getting worse. People need this sort of defense. You know, by providing response services, we're enhancing local business. We're employing local folks that need jobs. You know, we're providing response so police are freed up to fight crime. And, you know, overall, that economic change inside of the grid creates huge income potential for companies. So by becoming an affiliate of one of our licensees, you know, our licensees put those contracts into those affiliates, range. And as per the grid, they go and accept those contracts. You know, they take their own contracts, they service them, you know, and that's the general grid, but then switch back to the alarm system. Now our security affiliates have in a box an alarm product that not only they make money off when they sell it, which they should, they also make money servicing that defense system. So they get their profits are derived from the response, and the response costs that are fixed for life for all of our members is $60. If you look at the response costs again, LA, $280 first offense, Seattle, $115 for a false alarm. It's not fair, but the city has no choice. They're getting right. used to service that. So yeah. Well, just Chuck, let me jump in. Again, let's talk about the response time cause and effect situation here. So many false alarms. San Diego response to a false alarm is 92 minutes, 60 minutes in Dallas. You know, these facts are put on our Indiegogo campaign, so you can pull these as well. But these response times are non-response.
90 minutes for an alarm? That's unbelievable.
92 minutes, yeah. Man. So that's ticking a box and sending a fine to somebody. no one at the alarm company really cares because they right. take monthly fees up front. So by, again, by showing you the true nature and transparency of our program, it's customer centered, it's saving centered, and it's about growing jobs and enhancing current security businesses. So that's what we're working for.
Now you have a video, a very effective video, right? That explains this. Can we play that? You want to take a look?
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's roll the video here and take a look.
It's scary to think about an intruder in your home. It happens more than you know, and it can happen to you and your family. 1 in 6 homes will be burglarized, and the thieves are 2.7 times more likely to target homes without an alarm system. Police can levy fines, and due to budget cuts, take up to an hour to respond to alarm triggers, if they respond at all. Before GRID, the only way to protect your home was with an expensive alarm system, where the alarm monitoring company dispatches police paid for by your tax dollars. False alarms represent 98% of all calls and divert law enforcement from where they're needed. If law enforcement responds, you will only know police were there when you receive a letter from the city with instructions on how to pay your fine. Protecting your family and home is expensive. Until now. Introducing the GRID Smart Defense System. A market-first artificial intelligence that monitors your home. When a sensor triggers, GRID sends a smartphone alert to you and your designated contacts. If you or your contacts enter the correct PIN, your GRID AI will reset itself. Otherwise, a security officer will be dispatched. When the officer is en route, you will be able to communicate by phone and can cancel the response at any time. Upon arrival, the responder will check your entire property. Once the property is verified safe, the officer will send you a report, including a map view of his footsteps while on site. The alarm industry has done nothing to reduce the cost of police response, nor do they offer an effective alternative to your home or alarm event.
Well, we do. I served 20 years in the military, culminating in my last position as the Director for Anti-Terrorism and Force Protection. At the GRID, we have created a better way to protect your family by connecting you to the most responsive private security capability in the world. We built the GRID to be the very first technology company that connects private security companies with on-demand customers to enhance the safety and security of our local communities and businesses. Utilizing advanced disruptive technologies, the GRID has taken an antiquated and expensive product and made it responsive and affordable. It requires no expensive equipment, install cost, or wiring. The GRID is on demand, eliminates expensive monthly monitoring fees, reduces the huge burden placed on law enforcement, and best of all, there are no contracts, cancellation or hidden fees, moving costs, false alarm fees, and no waiting for the police. We have already established a response capability in 20 states and have over 100 security companies across the country interested in participating. Your support helps us deploy additional markets throughout the United States, tool our manufacturing facility for production, seamlessly integrate the GRID platform with our equipment software, integrate our technology with existing alarm systems to allow wider accessibility to consumers, and most importantly, your support will provide a new way to keep our communities safe and secure without placing additional burden on law enforcement. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, so give us the address for that or how they can look it up, because it's a great video.
Yeah, just simply go to thegridsecurity.com. And what you can do is many things. But one of them is you can go to our Facebook page, our YouTube page, and you can register as an affiliate through the security portal. Obviously, there's many things you can do on there, but those are the main ones that we'd want to bring up. In relation to the home defense system, that's going to ship late September. We're releasing the pre-release tomorrow. And what we're going to do is we're going to slash costs, and we're going to add in a year's free monitoring to our first 100,000 users. Remember, there's no contracts either. So when you turn that setting on to say, I want home defense looking after it, maybe you're going to go on a vacation. Turn on your home defense system and go on your vacation. Any false alarm gets sent to your phone as an SMS or a push. Your GRID app will send you an alert as well. And you can cancel that by tapping a button and paying a $5 cancellation fee. And that is after we've replicated that central station process of 2 verification phone calls and a verification SMS at which you would put in your PIN to cancel the alarm. So that whole process goes down just like a central station, but more importantly, the costs aren't there.
Now, let's talk about the central station, because I think this is a big question a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
Central stations brag about being UL, Underwriter Laboratory, certified. In other words, they have to meet certain benchmarks and criteria. And if you don't, you can't have a license for an alarm company and blah, blah, blah. Except guess what? It still takes me 20 minutes to send somebody to my house. So I'm not sure what the UL standard is exactly. But tell us how or why your system does not have to be UL, certified, monitored, whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's simple. No one's monitoring it. It's set by the user. It's in-home. They set the parameters to however they would like it to respond. It can be sent for vacation, and the system, the program itself, working off user settings, goes through that function. UL was set up, from my understanding, I think everyone would agree, to verify that these large, you know, call center, third-party central stations that are taking huge volumes of contracts in, so separated from the end user, you know, it was designed to certify that they were legitimate businesses and that the police departments would take these burdensome calls. So they create these regulatory agencies in order to verify that these companies are okay and that these calls are legitimate, their systems are in place, and that they're legitimate professional businesses. All of that can go away. And when all of that goes away, the cost to the actual homeowner goes away. It works the same as everything else. You push costs to the business, they push it down the hill. Well, what we're doing is we're not going to have a business to support, meaning a call center. We're not going to have a third party to have to charge fees for. We're just going to give you the technology, charge that nominal subscription fee to maintain our software, and let you power your home defense in your own time and use local business to power that response. It's a universally great product. And I think, you know, in relation to police again, it'll help them keep more officers doing more relevant things as opposed to checking false alarms.
Do you have any examples of how much faster a response time for this would be as opposed to a traditional response? I know we got a 90-minute thing for San Diego, which is probably extreme, right? But probably most cities might be, you know, I don't know, 20 minutes, you know, maybe they're 10, 15 minutes. But since you're utilizing people, security officers, security supervisors that are in the area on patrol, out drive around anyway, do you have any, you know, rough statistics on what kind of response time they might get using your system as opposed to the other one?
Sure. I mean, look at it's volume to ratio. It's a ratio of volume to service. So the police are so out ratioed on need, they can't provide the service. So the security, it's the other way around. You know, this is new. This is cutting edge. So the services hit the ground, and the average response time in any live city is going to be around 14 minutes at the most. 21 would be outside. Again, it could happen as we grow, but 14 is our initial target. Again, that is for your non-emergency response.
Right.
Under contract, immediately responding. Now, if they were to turn up to your false alarm, or sorry, to your alarm call, or to another call, and it turned out to be a police required matter, these officers will do what they're trained to do. They will start taking notes. They will obviously call 911. They will collect as much evidence as they can, report and observe. So yes, officers get involved, but if it's a police matter, these officers as security personnel do what any other single officer, a police officer arriving on the scene would do, and that would be to call further law enforcement. So these security officers replicate that, and it's at a much more mitigated cost to the city overall, much, much more. Actually, integrating grid technology into your municipality will cut roughly 35% immediately off of your budget just by doing this methodology. So
that's
really game-changing. Yeah,
well, fantastic. What I like about it is that now, and you can repeat this better than I can, but we can actually, as a subscriber, the alarm goes off, he rolls to my little casita in Burbank, and he's going to call me personally. He's going to tell me what's going on with my house. Is that correct?
Yeah, so if your officer arrives at your home and there's you know, a false alarm, but maybe a door's open, you know, he's going to call the police, okay? That's what he's paid to do, right? That's what you would expect. Now he goes to your home, and let's say some property damage has happened, but there's no break-in. Maybe a vehicle crashed into your mailbox, whatever. In that instance, they're going to get on the app. They're going to contact you via SMS or probably a phone call and inform you what they found. They're also going to do a full report. One of the benefits of this is that these professional officers not only respond in lifetime, they provide you with a detailed report. They will provide you with a map that shows a red line of everywhere they walked around your property, everywhere their foot stepped on your property. It will be shown in a red line. And we do that so you know, hey, I invested in my home defense and I got a product. And that's why we've put that on there. We have video and photographic supplements. And again, all of that document collection in as fast as time possible helps mitigate any kind of financial loss when you're recovering that.
Oh, is that because you have GPS on the officer's phone, right? So that shows his footprint. Oh, wrong?
Well, that for the footprint. Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's breadcrumb tracking technology. So So it's instantaneous. Every second, boom, boom, it hits a ping and it'll leave a red line in the report. They'll see the map of their property. They'll see the red line wherever that officer went. And again, any communications between the two are also stored in that report for record inside of our Centrelink program.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about the affiliates, how somebody can get involved with this as a guard company, as a private patrol operator, and talk about what you guys do to vet them, clear them. Listen, we hear all this garbage with Uber drivers and guards do these things. And, you know, it's the day and age where we got to do background checks. So talk about what the grid does to vet the people participating in this program.
Well, one of the main things we did initially was vet these licensees, these ones we chose for national status. We no longer license our program. So we first of all vetted those. They had to have deep business roots in their areas and national connections, obviously, to be able to drive this technology, a deep understanding of the industry, because this is a re-education piece as well. What is this? You know, a lot of company owners are like, I don't get it. They want to get it, but they just don't get it. Once they get those benefits, they do that. So finding out these licensees to have that depth, have that knowledge was important. We found them. And now what we do is we house all of the grid's affiliates under each individual licensee. Okay. And Stillborn being one of our initial affiliate holding companies, they're basically like a branch. You have Stillborn coming down and then all of their affiliates independently working inside of the Stillborn app and the Grid app in order to, you know, service the community. They all take contracts independently. It's not a subcontract. It's a direct contract. The payments are immediate. So once they service that alarm at the end of that job, 10 minutes, they get paid immediately. So that creates the cash flow problem or fixes the cash flow problem. But that's how the affiliate program works. It works on creating a structure in the industry that's not there. When you have structure, you have power, and power is an industry as opposed to an Uber, okay? So that was, again, couples with our initial intent of empower the industry, don't try and replace it. And that's what we did with the grid. And that's why we've been endorsed by leading professionals in the industry. That's why some of our partners are some of the most esteemed people in the industry, because they see that the industry is hitting the ceiling and it needs room to move. And in order to stop the wages going down, in order to bring up standards for companies and bring in that training budget, we have to change the economics in the program. And that's something that's never been done. The grid tackled that. We tackled the methodology behind the delivery of the service, not only to the current market, which, by the way, is this big, but to the entire market, citizens, businesses, municipalities, governments. Everybody can incorporate the power of people. And in this case, the power of safety and security services.
Now, clarify for me, we got a couple minutes left, but I want to clarify the pay model. So I'm subscribing to you for $5 a month, and I'm paying to have this app on my phone, and my alarm goes off, and I get a notification, and I see your guy rolling, and I see his footprint on my screen that he's walking around my property. And it turns out that, you know, it's a good alarm, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but I want you to roll. He shows up. What am I paying on top of the $5 I already paid to have them actually do a response?
So the $5 is only activated if you turn on the actual system. If it's not on, there's no charge. Self-monitor, just like
that. Okay.
But if you go on vacation or you just want to have it on when you're at work, turn it on. Now, when you turn it on, it's $5 for the month, for that month.
Okay.
If you turn it off before the end of the month, there's no charge. That's fair.
Sure.
When the officer's responded and he goes out, that's your monthly if you want it cost. But the mandated cost is if you have a response, you're going to pay $60 and that's it, flat. We'll never increase that unless inflation makes us. But we're never going to by choice, and you can quote that. We don't need to. We don't need to. There's so much room there that instead of trying to keep spiking prices to match inflation, we'll wait till we get bumps. So $60 for an armed response at your home to your alarm trigger within minutes. with full reporting, with instant live time tracking. It's fantastic. It's about time we put some technology into this industry. It's a powerful industry. There's a lot of people in it.
Security Guy Ready is not great with math, but let's say I pay $60 a response, and I average about probably four false alarms a year at my house, and one or two fire alarms, by the way. Just saying. That's another story. Well, I'm not good at cooking bacon sometimes, but if I do the math, I got $240. I'm paying for four of your false alarms, as opposed to over $800 I'm paying for the city. So that's a good investment to me. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Well, and then again, the residuals. Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody's actually checking them, and I can verify that somebody checked instead of the police officer friends of mine. No offense. Driving by saying, oh, yeah, look out the window. It looks okay. I think I'll pass that, right? It does happen, I got to say. So it's good to have that built in.
Sure. I'm sure. No, I think, look, again, I think that the residual benefits that come with not only that product, but the residual benefits for everybody is fantastic. It's something you have to look past the technology every time with the grid, look past the initial concept to see what those residual results are. And that's where we're targeting. That's why no one's going there. They're looking inside the box. They're looking at the industry and trying to remold it. It's not going to work. We have to modernize the economy. And that's what we did. That's why it's called Traction. That's why we've gone national in under 2 years. That's why we'll be international by the end of next year. And that's why, you know, people will invest and are investing in this, because they're just sick of that revolving door and that unsafe, unsecure what if. And they're also sick of the police being unable to respond to their calls because they're dealing with civil matters or they're working for ADT. So this is a benefit in many different aspects.
Well, and it's important for security companies and private patrol operators to get this part right. I've had my private patrol operator for several years. I get the business. I ran two guard companies, private guard companies, and I ran two in-house security companies for Fox and Disney. I know the business much better than most people. And I will tell you this, the business is dying in one way, getting replaced with camera technology. So to keep relevant, they have to change the financial model, which you're doing for sure, right? And then you got to bring some innovation to the business. This is innovation. This is a game changer, because now it's actually having the human element participate, which is so important. And I'd hate to see that element go, slowly be eroded by robots, because, you know, they're trying to replace guards with robots, which is another horrible idea. But if we can get human interaction out there to actually look and evaluate the situation, that's where the industry needs to be. And your model just makes it completely easy to think about. It's a no-brainer.
Well, let me jump in on that. I met a guy about a year ago named Joel Anaya. He's my partner over at OnView. He's a visionary in the industry. He's envisioned the layout for remote video monitoring services in the United States. And we're rolling it out with him as critical partners. The grid is a response like no other. We're everywhere. And we're tapping into that unique partnership with Joel and his two partners, Keith and Dan. And we're trying to replicate a system that other security providers within the grid complex can tap into to be able to sell and benefit from the RVM, the placement of cameras, the response to those camera triggers. And what I love about that technology, by the way, which Joel introduced me to, was the two-way speaker. I knew about it. I just hadn't experienced it. We have these cameras where now, if you're in the pool area in an apartment complex after hours, the RVM operator in a control booth will talk to that person and remove them from the pool, removing the need for any kind of security. Now, if they don't leave, guess what? The first of its kind hybrid response where the grid can be accessed via OnView's database and be sent to the offending location at any time. So the uniqueness of our national response capability, our mass amount of affiliates that we're compiling, they're all available to respond to these RVMs. So if you look at, and briefly, if you look at these standing guard models where everyone's been forced to get standing guards, it's ballooning the industry. We're having to find warm bodies to put into spaces because we have not enough people. The RVM replaces 70% of standing guards in the private sector, not government, private sector, because these cameras are built in with smart electronics, artificial intelligence, and they're connected to the RVM center that we have, our national RVM center out of Fremont. And that there, right there, is going to be the beginning of the change from standing with a grid and on view from standing over to this RVM hybrid capability. It's about 80% cheaper to have a smart camera working 24 hours a day than to have a guard sitting on the couch or reading his phone and doing 2 or 3 hours of work. So I like to speak in real terms, and that's what happens. I don't want to pretend it don't happen. It does. Guards don't do the job most of the time at the lower level. We have a solution, and we want to empower those officers that are legitimate to respond to that solution. So we don't want to cut off the industry or guards. We want to empower the ones that are good and that they care about what they're doing, that they wear a good uniform and they have respect for themselves and their company. And we build this capability up so the citizens in the country can start accessing this, and we can really condense or saturate the area with safety and security. It's really important that we realize that, you know, we're continuing to go on, and times are getting rough, and, you know, there's problems around the world. This technology is the game changer. It's going to move the pendulum back into the favor of what we think as a people. So it's good. We're going to be able to create a lot of jobs, a lot of prosperity, and a lot of safety and security globally. So we're excited about that.
I agree 100%. Nathan McGuire, thegridsecurity.com is where you can find more information about this. And their new version of the grid, not a new, but a expanding version, is the Grid Smart Home Defense System, which allows you to have alarm response on demand for a fraction of the cost and a better response. Nathan, it's been fascinating as usual. I want you to come on anytime. Give us the latest update.
Appreciate it.
Let me know when it's available in Burbank, because Security Guy Radio is going to tune into that right away and get that working, okay? All right,
my friend. I appreciate it. Thanks, Chuck.
So good night from San Jose, and thanks, everybody, for listening on Security Guy TV, securityguytv.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, The Girl Site, Tumblr, and a few others. And we'll see you next Monday night here on securityguytv.com. Good night.